This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Computers are getting smaller and smaller. You can hold them in the palm of your hand, like smartphones. But what about actually in your hand? You know, inside. Computer chips implanted in your body are already a reality. And as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports, businesses are eager to get in on the cyborg action.
Being part man, part machine seems like something from the future.
With the implant in my nervous system, we literally plug me into a computer and hence onto the internet.
Kevin Warwick is a professor of cybernetics at Reading University in England. He's also the world's first cyborg. Warwick had a chip implanted in his forearm that connected him to a computer at Columbia University in New York.
We plugged my nervous system into the internet and connected to a robot hand, which was back in England. I moved my hand in New York, but my brain signals also were sent via the internet to move the robot hand in England.
The experiment was funded by Nortel and Computer Associates, among others. The market for chips in the body is already worth about $8 billion a year. That's almost entirely medical. Companies like Medtronic are developing chips that could help victims of paralysis, schizophrenia, and even blindness.
That kind of launched me into the subculture of do-it-yourself implants.
Rich Lee is an entrepreneur in St. George, Utah. He's going blind, so he had chips implanted in his ears that will help him navigate the way bats do.
Use some echolocation by hooking it up to a rangefinder that will send back information to my implants to tell me how close or far away an object is.
The leap from medical body chips to tracking chips is what keeps Corinne Carey up at night. She's a technology expert with the New York Civil Liberties Union.
The technology is there, and it's a question of how we choose as a society to allow it to be used.
Carey says chips in the body mean that eventually we could be tracked the way our computers and devices already are. But for cybernetics professor Kevin Warwick, privacy is beside the point.
Those that have neurological implants for enhancement will really be an evolutionary step on from the humans that decide just to stay as they are, that they're going to be left behind.
Warwick predicts the commercial market is less than a decade away. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.